Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, as we're joined by the ageless Ron McLean, Hockey Night in Canada, but my mind's going back to PA. You can't spell party without PA, that they would show up and disrupt the party, the Raiders fans.
Paul Bissonnette's become kind of a rising star, right? And he's from Welland, Ontario, where they drink nothing but OV beer. Remember Old Vienna? You can't spell love without OV. So there's another one of those for you.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome to our two of the RP show, everybody. Rod and Dupes here. Scooby and Shaggy, Canada's daytime sports talk show continues. And thank you all for sticking through the breaks and technical difficulties. Look, I said at the outset, I have it written down here, literally. I'm so happy. That was beginning this morning. Technical difficulties were not going to dim that enthusiasm, I swear. And the board died. The Millennium Falcon went, blew a tire. And we have the best tech crew in the business. I tell them that all the time. I'm not going to snap. It happens.
Yeah.
I'm glad we were in the last segment on Game Plus TV. We got the ship, as opposed to in the middle of the Gene Principe interview, right? Woo. And away we go. Randy Rath writes in and he says, Trudeau's on the hot seat today. Not going to bail the CFL out. Season over. Bottom line. Well, Randy, that's noise. That's gobbledygook in my mind. Unless Justin Trudeau actually said, I'm not bailing out the CFL, then don't say stuff like that. Or at least say whatever you want, but I'm not going to listen to you. Goes back to the point yesterday. I don't know what news to follow because there's just so much crap out there right now. I was in the middle of a sports update when it went down. So I just want to say this. The Winnipeg Jets overcame a sloppy first period to beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-1 in preseason play at Rogers Place in Edmonton last night. That was my featured game of the six that were played. Nikolai Ehlers and Dmitry Kulikov scored in an 85-second span in the second period and gave the Jets some breathing room. They look really good.
Yeah.
Shout out to our Winnipeg viewers. You guys look good. Top prospect Nate Pearson had a strong major league debut for Toronto, but he didn't get any run support. The righty went five innings, striking out five while allowing two hits, two walks, and no earned runs in the Blue Jays' 4-0 loss to the Nationals in Washington. They'll do it again today, and what I'm gathering from the baseball people is, despite the loss, they're just excited for the youngster Pearson. Good days are coming. That's all.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting. And the Dodgers and Astros showed no carryover from a fracas in the series opener that led to suspensions. And Edwin Rios hit a two-run homer in the 13th to lift L.A. over Houston 4-2 yesterday. Dodgers played without suspended manager Dave Roberts. And not the Dave Roberts we know. And Freddie Freeman homered and drove in three runs on a four-hit night, leading the Braves to a 7-4 victory over Tampa Bay in Atlanta's home opener. Freeman was stricken with the coronavirus before the season, remembered, if you all remember. He was afraid he was going to die and has come back and had a big night at the plate last night. So just throwing that out there. That sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. I'll see you at Ballers with Lynch for lunch today. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Alan May coming up, Washington Capitals TV analyst, former Caps forward, of course, and an Estevan Bruin. Johnny Avello coming up from DraftKings. But, Jordan, are you in any condition to run the horn for the Quick Six show topics as we round the bases? Thank you. Just mentioned it. Joe Kelly of the Dodgers suspended 8 games for throwing at Astros batters the other night. But he didn't hit any of them. This is what I don't understand. You eloquently explained it as to why he got 8 games. I said, I don't get thrown in jail for almost hitting a cyclist with my car. I get thrown in jail for hitting a cyclist with my car. What's with baseball? Point two, Washington beating the Blue Jays 4-0. We covered that in the sports update. The NBA returns tonight. Will you be watching? That led to our poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Who will the Raptors face in the NBA Finals? LeBron's Lakers or Kawhi's Clippers? Results so far on Facebook and Twitter on the polls are about 50-50. I voted for Kawhi's Clippers. Did you vote for the Lakers?
I haven't voted yet, but
okay.
I'm going to vote for the Lakers.
Okay, cool. Why not? The rub.
Why not?
And I say that tug-in-cheek because I don't actually think the Raptors are going to get there. They wouldn't have won it last year without Kawhi.
Yeah.
They don't have them. Did they get better? I don't see that they got better.
Some good teams in the East.
Right. Right. Point four. This is where it gets delicious. And you guys tell me when Mayday is logged in. The CFL sets a drop-dead date, we're told, of Friday for a season. We don't know a lot because everybody's gone silent in the last 24 to 36 hours, and we think that might be a good thing. Viewers, CFL fans, think the players have been told to zip it by the Players Association. That's probably a good thing. What will the announcement be tomorrow? I think I got to stick with my gut that they're going to play. I wish I knew more, but that's my thing. And I also said that the Finland Pro Football League is kicking off today, and apparently they have kicked off. Randy Ambrosi appeared on their national broadcast ahead of the game. We have found out it was a taped message from Randy about we're all in this together. There was nothing groundbreaking there. And then our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz, telling me that the game opened with a 65-yard kick return. He's watching. Do you see the power of the media? Nelson, would you have been watching the kickoff to the Finland season if I hadn't mentioned it 1 hour ago? Are people understanding the importance of the media and conveying your message that you don't have to pay for?
Yeah. It's huge.
I don't know if they're getting it or not. Nelson is. I'm predicting that they're going to announce they're playing. What's your prediction?
Yeah. You know, that's... I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know. I don't even know what
I don't know either.
Like, I want to think that they're playing. I do. I want to say that they're going to announce they're going to play.
So you're with me? That'll be our prediction?
That'll be the prediction.
Okay. Point five at the CEBL Natty in St. Catharines, Ontario. Last night, the Edmonton Stingers beat the Hamilton Honey Badgers 88-82. The Saskatchewan Rattlers don't play until Friday afternoon against the Guelph Nighthawks. NHL last night, as we covered off the top, the Jets beat the Canucks 4-1 in the Edmonton bubble, and the Jets barely broke a sweat. That's what I saw. It is Sim Game Day today. Posted to all of our social media accounts. Let's get excited. We should probably spend more time on the CFL Sim because the reaction that I'm getting from league types is they love it.
Yeah.
And the Red Blacks, 0-6. Visit the Rough Riders tonight, 3-2. Do you understand that if we were actually playing right now, it would be a thing? We'd all be going down to Mosaic Stadium for the game tonight. We'd be having a tailgate at the Armory with our Army buddies. It would be so hot. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Be great. We'd be selling so much Great Western beer.
Oh, man. And the water bottles would be flying off the shelf.
Yeah.
It would be outstanding. I think it would just be awesome. Man, it makes me miss it. Makes me miss it. But it's going to be fun tonight. I can't wait. I don't think we'll see 16 turnovers. But, like, I honestly can't wait because I'm wondering what we're going to see next. Like, what's going to happen tonight that's going to be so funny? Who's going to show up in the chat? What's going to happen in the game? Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's tonight, 7 p.m. Mountain, by viewer vote. It is Saskatchewan, Ottawa. On this Facebook Live channel tonight, computer simulated game. I'm just looking up the final score yesterday. Capitals 3, Hurricanes 2. Alan May has joined us on video chat, the former Estevan Bruin, currently Capitals television analyst. And Mayday, let's jump right into it, if you don't mind, because Ovi looked like he hadn't missed a step. Obviously, you saw the game, man. Caps look pretty good. What'd you think?
Well, I thought they looked excellent right now. And I think the leadership of Ovechkin during this lockdown or lockout, whatever you want to call it, has been spectacular. He trained so hard at his place down in South Beach, Florida, and I saw him out there every day doing different training exercises, just different things we hadn't seen in the past from different athletes. And you know what? Tom Wilson was flying. Evgeny Kuznetsov was doing MMA training while he was out. So these guys were ready to play, and they came in with an incredible attitude. I've yet to talk to Ovi about what he was doing during the lockout as far as making sure that all these guys were ready to play. I was very impressed with what I saw yesterday. And as with most of the games, they've been pretty fast-paced and not the normal hell that is a usual NHL preseason game that we have in September, which is just awful and disgusting and should not be allowed to charge a dollar, a penny for one of those attendance to one of those games. But what I've seen out of all of the NHL teams and games so far, it's been a very good, strong effort, and teams know that they're closer to the cup than farther than from it right now.
it makes the NHL look fantastic that the players are committed. The hockey's been so good, and here we go. But I got to ask you about your Capitals, Alan, because all through the year, they had a good year. But nobody's really talking about them being a cup favorite. I hear nobody say the Caps were a cup favorite, yet they don't call them a dark horse either because they don't really qualify as that. So what do you think of the Caps going into the Stanley Cup playoffs and their chances?
Well, Eddie Olczyk has them and the Dallas Stars going all the way.
Wow.
And I didn't hear who he picked out of these two teams. But really, the Capitals needed this time off. They had some guys that they're using the time off well, but they've had some guys. Michael Kempney was off all season long, suffered that brutal hamstring injury a year ago March. And, you know, he finally looks like he's got his wheels under him. It takes a while to come back from a hamstring surgery. But, you know, I am actually bullish on this team. From what I saw out of Evgeny Kuznetsov, the Caps go nowhere if they don't have the tandem of Backstrom, who's always there, who's always at his best, playing to their fullest and best capabilities. Kuznetsov was flying with Ovechkin and Wilson, and Tom Wilson looks absolutely spectacular. He is a guy that works out like a warrior nonstop. So I like this team. On the defense, they've just got to make sure that they have the right pairing. Nick Jensen has to be a consistent performer. He can't make mistakes. He's just got to be steady. And if they can get that, Braden Holtby, we know, can win this team a Stanley Cup. But, you know, all bets are off right now. This is the toughest one ever probably to make a bet on or to make a choice. But I actually am confident in what I've seen out of the Capitals during their brief little training camp, the preparedness of the players, the coaching staff. I've got a lot of faith in here. And I just think right now they've got the greatest goal scorer, you know, the second greatest goal scorer in the history of the game, the best in the modern era in Ovechkin, and he's ready to roll. And he is a danger. He is so focused on winning Stanley Cups. His leadership since Barry Trotz first got here, and even though he's left, always been a better man for it, a better person, a better hockey player. And I expect him to get and do great things with this team here in the playoffs.
By the way, Alan, a huge whoop just went up in Prince Albert. Our PA viewers are all awake now. They love the Dallas Stars because of one guy. And you know who, Mike Modano. He hasn't even been around there for ages, but they still love Dallas in PA. But so what do you think is the equalizer in these Stanley Cup playoffs? Is it lack of home ice advantage? I mean, what everybody says it's going to be the hardest cup to win. Why do you think it's going to be the hardest cup to win?
Well, you know, the teams that are fancy, that are the tic-tac-toe offensive type of team, I do not think they go far. I think the X factor in these playoffs bodes well for the Capitals if they play a physical brand of hockey. The New York Islanders, a physical defensive brand of hockey. The Columbus Blue Jackets and the St. Louis Blues, the Dallas Stars can all play physical hockey. And I like all five of those teams because right now the timing is not going to be there. Defense first in a situation when all hell goes south, in your offensive game, you've got to lock it down. I saw a masterful performance out of the Islanders last night against the Rangers. They took away the middle of the ice. They made it hard for the Rangers to do anything. A lot of giveaways. And I just look at teams that focus on defense and physical. You still have to have goal scorers, but it's defense and physical. You've got to play within yourself. You're not going to have the fighting and all of that. We never really have that in the playoffs. But it's going to be about how you're playing without the puck, how you're stacking your blue line, how much you can frustrate the offensive teams. And if you want to play a fancy brand of hockey, you're going to be sitting on a bar stool with me somewhere watching the other team play. So I think it's got to be about grit and will, just like the St. Louis Blues did last year, the Capitals did the year before. And I apologize to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're a team that can play the game both ways as well. They play great without the puck. There's an intensity level there that few teams in the league can match. They've got the gifted goal scorers, but they also rely on relentless pressure on the back check, five men low in the defensive zone. So I just think it goes back to your hardworking hockey teams, the teams that play with gritty without the puck, that don't sell out on offense all the time, a lot like we've seen the Maple Leafs do in the past.
Alan, you're giving me tingles as we talk about this. I'm thinking about the Golden Knights. They can play rough and tumble. They can play finesse. The Oilers don't really like to get into the corners as much. They're just zoom, 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 up and down. These are the games that I watch the most. Those are the teams. How good is it feel to talk hockey, Alan, and not the other crap?
Well, Absolutely. You know, I shut my television off 4 weeks ago. As far as the news is concerned, cable news especially, it's the monster of our society right now. Twitter, all my social media, I just want to focus on hockey. I just want to go to the thing that makes me tick. And to be able to watch hockey, you know, I've watched every single game that's been played so far. It's been too far gone. I've been in love with this game my entire life. I am so proud of what the NHL has done with these two arenas, these hubs, these bubbles, what you want to call them, how they're doing everything with testing from not just the players and the staff, but the people around, the wait staff, the people working in the hotels, the drivers, the people in the television production. They've done such an incredible job of protecting the environment. You know, I guess the only time that, you know, we'll have a hiccup possibly in this with what they've done is when they switch from Toronto to Edmonton and maybe add some family members. So, but right now, I think the NHL is to be commended. Out of all the four major leagues, they've done it the best. And everything from the way the arenas look, the empty arenas. I didn't want to look at empty chairs like we do in that corporate level in Toronto all the time. I just think it's so great to have this back. I just couldn't be happier.
It looks absolutely fantastic. And like you say, the hockey's matched. The hockey's been great. It hasn't been sloppy preseason stuff. Now, how has your life changed from a broadcasting perspective? Because some media's in the bubble, some's not. Most team broadcasters are not. What's your role here in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Well, my role is I continue to have about a 90-minute pregame show. I'm support between periods for the round robin, the first round, and then the rest of the way, it's just pregame and postgame for me. I have an hour postgame show after every game. But my bubble is in this townhouse that I live in Georgetown in Washington, D.C. One floor up is my master bedroom, and I have a television studio in there with about $200,000+ worth of equipment. And I'm going to have, I think, the best background of any guy in television that's working out of his home when we get back started.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. Dupes, do you have anything for Alan before we let him go, let him get back to watching hockey? Because it starts right away, right? I mean, that's the other thing, Alan. The quintuple header on Saturday, all televising. It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I can drink enough beers on Saturday to watch all those games. I still be ready and feeling 100% to go for our home, our round robin opener on August 3rd, Monday. I'm so excited for what Saturday is going to bring. This is such an incredible time of year every year. And this is the first time that being a really good hockey player in August will matter and count, because I've seen too many guys in my lifetime that were great August hockey players, you know, maybe the first week of September, that lost it the rest of the regular season on the playoffs. So now it really does matter to be a good August hockey player.
Well, the way I said it is practice players will finally shine. The guys that are great in practice and then in games, they whoop, disappear. I'm joking, of course, but I know what you're saying. It is the empty arenas. It's August. Let's go. It's fun. All right, Alan, I appreciate this. Good seeing you, my man. You look great. Go Caps, and I appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me. Continued success with your show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Alan May checking in from Georgetown. I got to get down there. Yeah. I've said to my wife, I've given her a handful of places. I'm like, you pick one that you want to go. New Orleans is on there.
Yep.
Chicago. She didn't really want to go to Washington. Do you want to go to Washington?
I'll go.
Yeah, there's so much to see and do. Exactly. I'm such an American politico. I really am. Canadian politics is boring. You can't say that American politics is boring.
Anything but.
Anything but. And maybe we could swing by Alan May's house, but do you see why I wrote down, I'm so happy today? Even the TriCaster, the Millennium Falcon crashing, wasn't going to bring me down in hour one.
Yeah.
SportsCenter, that's the other thing. Just, you know, and Jay and Dan, I'm watching Jay. All right, let's go to Capitals, Penguins, or whatever it was, the highlights. Let's go to Jets Canucks. Feels like we're back.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Even he said that.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's so happy.
Yeah. It's great.
Hey, Alan the intern writes in. Alan showed up. He said Alan May should be the rock star of the day. Totally not biased. He's a very talented broadcaster, Alan May. And Alan's a very talented intern.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget there will be a test at the end of the day for the rock star of the day for our friends at Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And yesterday's winner was Ron McLean. The day before that, Rich Sutter. People are really digging the hockey. When we come back, a sports update. I want to talk about what may or may not be going down in the Canadian Football League. Spider senses are tingling.
Oh, yeah.
It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Man, we're still buzzing about the interview with Alan May. He is such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the few Estevan Bruins dinners that I haven't done was the one he was at.
Wow.
Okay, sports update. And keep these comments rolling here regarding the CFL return to play. Randy Rath says, I would hope they play 8 games and they're getting half their wage. Then it's fair. Each team plays each other once. No complaining. Well, they've already proposed a 6-game season. We're talking about the Canadian Football League. We're expecting some news in the next 24 hours. Tomorrow could be lit. Mm-hmm. With John Frenzy in here. But sports update. Every Canadian NHL team has the day off as exhibition action continues in Edmonton and Toronto. The Nashville Predators and Dallas Stars open today's action at Rogers Place with an afternoon tilt, 2 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Eastern. Vegas and Arizona will also meet later on in Edmonton, while Boston and Columbus face off at Scotiabank Arena. Can we get the TV info on that, fellas? Do you mind? Free agent signing, Hyunjun Yu gets the nod as the Blue Jays and Washington Nationals meet this afternoon in D.C. It's listed as a home game for Toronto despite being held at Nationals Park. Wednesday, Washington held the Jays to just 3 hits and beat them 4-0. Jays now 3-3 on the season. MLB is debating whether to play shorter doubleheaders this season. The Players Association is surveying its members and deciding whether to propose 2 7-inning games or 1 9-inning game followed by 1-7-inning contest. Corey Connors, Mackenzie Hughes, as well as Adam Hadwin and Nick Taylor tee off today in the World Golf Championships St. Jude Invitational at TPC Southwind in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the most Canadians ever in one tournament. Don't you know? And the New Orleans Pelicans face the Utah Jazz tonight in the NBA's return to real action for the first time in 141 days. The Clippers and Lakers also meet tonight as seeding games get underway. By the way, that's our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Who are the Raptors going to face in the NBA Finals? Kawhi's Clippers or LeBron's Lakers? Maybe the results of tonight will sway your vote. Maybe it'll decide the vote. I got the Clippers. You got the Lakers.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Union and Sporting Kansas City meet tonight in Orlando for the first quarterfinal match of the MLS's back tournament. Kansas City advanced to the Final Eight with a shootout victory over the Vancouver Whitecaps. The sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, you have 2 days left to take advantage of their July special. Just $20. Free shipping. Get you the 7-bar variety pack. One of each flavor. Go to g2gbars.ca and order yours. Okay, on that CFL thing, put it on hold. Because we're going to Las Vegas now. Johnny Avello joins us from DraftKings. There he is, Mr. Vegas, Johnny Vegas. Johnny Avello joining us today. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing excellent, thank you.
Good. Am I right in saying head of sports books for DraftKings? What's your title over there?
Director of Race and Sports Operations. I wear quite a few hats.
I was way off. Okay, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it. So tell me, please. With baseball back, NHL rolling, NFL right around the corner, how are things at DraftKings?
Well, let's go back a few months. When you lose the NCAA tournament and the start of baseball, that's quite a hit to take. But we were able to overcome that, got a little creative, started to dig and find content that would suffice our bettors. And we were able to do that. And then May came around and we had a UFC return. We had NASCAR return. And there were a few golf matchups on a Sunday, which did very well. Then the PGA returned. And here we are with baseball, which was just a tremendous handle for the opening week. And of course, NBA starting tonight. And as you mentioned, NHL. So looking forward to those core sports returning, and I think we're going to do very, very well with the handle.
Hey, Johnny, are you cool with taking some questions from viewers, by the way, as we roll on this chat? Okay, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I got to say, I'm very, very, and Darren, you can jump into our co-host, Darren Dupont. I'm very careful around DraftKings. I'm a person in addiction recovery, so I'm very careful with gambling. Wasn't a problem for me, but I don't want it to be a problem for me. But I have a DraftKings account, and I can tell you when you win money and you get an email from DraftKings saying congratulations, it's a rather addictive feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one of our viewers, it feels good. One of our viewers, Nelson, says, where did the concept of DraftKings come from? Seems like DraftKings was one of the first to market. What do you know about the history of this company that's paying your wage, Johnny?
Yeah, three gentlemen started. Matt Kalish, Paul Lieberman, Jason Robbins. They started it in their basement back in 2012, fantasy football. Fantasy football certainly has grown, continues to grow, doing very well. And then in 2018, August, they launched sports wagering when PASPA was overturned. And we also have online casino, and the company's just growing. Great company to work for. The leadership at the top, I can't say enough about those guys. So things going very well with DraftKings.
Good. I had Jason Robbins on my old show, the radio show, years ago. And this is like 2012 is not that long ago. Like, talk about, obviously. But in terms of money wagered, is NFL by far, far, far and away number one for you guys, Johnny? Or what's the ranking off the top of your head for sports?
Football always is, you know, one of our top offerings. But basketball is right there, baseball, and in golf. I know golf's in our top four. And then we have everything else because it's an extensive menu. But things from year to year seem to grow in maybe – dive in a little bit more into that, you know, percentage that the top some of the top offerings do. But, you know, the core sports, certainly that's what everybody is used to. But people are getting used to other things also. During the pandemic, you know, when we didn't have these core sports, we were offering things like darts and obscure soccer and things of that nature, which did very well. I'm glad to add those to the menu, even though the core sports are back.
Johnny, are you a New Yorker by trade?
I'm a New Yorker. I've lived in Las Vegas since 1979. I'm from a town that's north of New York City called Poughkeepsie, New York. I don't know if you know where that is, but a great little town. Poughkeepsie means, an Indian word, means by the water. And Poughkeepsie's a cute little town. Yeah.
All right. Well, you obviously detected the New York accent. You never lose that, no matter how long you're gone. Producer Clark has just put the headline up here. DraftKings hires longtime Las Vegas odds maker Johnny Avello away from Wynn Resort. So that was in the news recently. So now we can go down a really cool road, Johnny, if you got time. We run computer simulated Canadian Football League games up here, and Darren and I just come up with the lines on our own just for fun. And we've been pretty close. We've been very close. You've been doing it a long time, man. So let's just stick to football, if you will, or maybe I don't know what your specialty is. What's the key to odds making? What's the secret sauce?
First of all, you have to evaluate every team, and that's done through power ratings. And power ratings, combination of offensive production, defensive production, and just to kind of simplify it. Once you come up with that core number, then you have to sprinkle in your home field advantage, home court advantage, home ice, whatever it may be. Then you have to look at the intangibles. What has the coach of the team? These teams have played in the last couple of years. What have they done against one another? Injuries, very important part of the game. So that's kind of it in a condensed version. A little bit more to it than that, though.
Oh, I know, but obviously you don't want to give up your secrets. But is the movie Two for the Money with Matthew McConaughey? It was Pacino's in it too, right?
Al Pacino.
Is that anywhere close to what it's really like in terms of the danger and so forth and how it goes over?
There's always a little bit of what they do in the movies, but it's not always right on. There's, they take bits of what we do, and they certainly make it, blow it up to be a much bigger story than it is, much bigger money than it is. But the concept is similar.
So you've never been on your knees in a meadow with a gun to your head like Matthew McConaughey because of any bets you may or may not, or any odds you may or may not have done?
No, I have not.
Good, good. Whew. But, I've worked in sports 30 years. Your trade is very, closely aligned to what I've done as a broadcaster with teams, a play-by-play guy. And we've often said, what do they say, the home team is a 3-point, 5-point favorite? Is that what we say all the time? How much does being at home factor into your point spread in football?
Well, first of all, how well does a team actually perform at home? That's what you have to look at. Some teams, in the NFL, they go, 2-6 at home. Is that really a home field advantage worth 3 points or more? It is not. So in some cases, the home field advantage could be worth 1.5, 2. In some cases, it could be as much as 4. Seattle certainly is a team that has a high home field advantage, not only because they play well there, but because of the crowd and the noise. So we have to look at each of those entities separately.
So it's not an automatic 3.5 then. You are literally looking at the home records, the opponent, obviously. So it's not an automatic thing for you.
It is not. That's correct.
So how about the fact, what's your specialty? Are you setting odds in all sports, or what is Johnny's specialty for DraftKings?
I've done them all, and if you throw a new sport at me and you give me, a half hour, I'll make the odds for that also. I've done it all. Look, college lacrosse and, Australian rules football, and you name it, I've made odds on it. So nothing out there is a stranger, and there's nothing out there that I don't feel like they can't do.
How about a CFL video game?
Yeah, Darren's got a question for
you. How about
you.
A CFL video
Explain
game?
Explain to him what we're doing.
So we've had a viewer of the show and a friend of ours create players, create teams with no CFL, and we simulate those games, computer-generated, every
week. And broadcast
them. We broadcast them. We have some fun. So Rod and I, he was mentioning it earlier, we set the lines. We set the spread. How hard would it be to do that accurately?
Well, first of all, even if you look at the results after you've set the spread and you're way off, if you've had good balance from your bettors, you know, 70% were on one side, 30 on another, 50 is kind of unusual to balance out the action that well. That means you've done a good job, regardless of what the final outcome of the game is. And that's what an odds maker's job is. It's to try to make a number where there's interest in both sides, not necessarily predicting the winner.
Wow. Well, our VP of Sim Events, Nelson, writes in, the guy that has put together the simulation. He says, so we're going Riders by 9.5 tonight. Ottawa's coming in here 0-6, and Saskatchewan's 3-2. Wayne in Victoria, BC says, Johnny Avello, what an interesting guy. It sounds like a fun job. Is it a fun job, Johnny, because people just think you watch sports and throw out a betting line, or is it very stressful? Tell me how you would describe your job.
It can be stressful, but it is a fun job. You know, my background in gaming started in 79, and I was in the pit, and I worked, you know, I could deal all the games, and, you know, I know all the games very well. But that is such a black and white way to work. And if you've ever played 21 or craps or roulette, you know, the games are structured, have rules, and you follow those rules. In horse racing and sports, when you're booking those two different entities, you will have to make decisions. Is this the right line I put up? How much do I move the line? Does that bet require me moving a line, or should I stay pat? And so there's some more decisions that have to be made with race and sports, and that's what makes it very interesting, and that's what makes it a fun job each and every day. Are there stressful times? Certainly are. You know, there's some big decisions sometimes and kind of rest on your shoulders. But overall, I can tell you that I haven't looked at my – I've been in the race and sports book industry for 35 years, and I've never looked at my watch to see what the time is to go home. So that's – if that explains it kind of in a quick sentence, that's the truth.
You bet. Johnny, I'm really enjoying this. I hope you got just a couple more minutes for us. This is fun. I've never talked to a guy before. Okay, good. A lot of CFL fans are our viewers here across Canada, and Colin in Ottawa wants to know if you've ever set the odds for the Canadian Football League, and how much does the 1 point scores in Canadian football affect odds making as compared to American football?
Yes, I have done the CFL, and I enjoyed doing it, and it didn't take the action that the NFL takes, but the games were positioned in spots Friday nights for us where we were able to write a fair amount of money on it. Yeah, the 1 point certainly affects not the odds so much, but the totals in the game. So anytime you have 1 point scoring, your total, your key numbers will be a little bit different than the NFL. In the NFL, key numbers could be 34, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 43, 44. You know, there are certain numbers that the games fall on more than others. And in Canadian footballs, it's a little different. You have to be careful because the numbers that they fall on are different than the NFL.
What's the secret to your success, Johnny? Are you a photographic memory, math? Would card counting be your thing? What's the secret to your success and what makes you so good at it?
It's math. Yeah. Math was a strong point for me. Just knowledgeable and a passion for the game. I go back early in, you know, my life when I was 5 years old, I actually went to the racetrack. You know, I bet at an early age, 15 years old. So I knew that portion of the game. But then when I got into the corporate world with it, things were totally different. So I've learned both ends of it. I've learned Everything about the business from the ground up. I worked all the jobs from a ticket writer to an admin operator who inputs the data and post scores to supervisors to odds maker to director. I've worked all the jobs you can work in the business, so I feel I know it fairly well. And I got, as I mentioned before, have enjoyed it for all of these years and still enjoying it.
Lastly, you mentioned you've been in Vegas since 79. I've been going for the last 20 years, probably. How has Vegas changed with the addition of the Golden Knights and now the Raiders showing up? How has the complexion of the city changed?
Well, I never thought we were going to have any pro teams in town. I know the mayor addressed the possibly having an NBA team back quite a few years ago. That was Mayor Goodman. And, you know, I didn't know if that would ever happen either. But when the Golden Knights came to town, it was exciting for me, but I didn't realize that they would have the success they've had and the city would embrace them as much as they have. Now we have a football team, and, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to go the way for this first season we wanted it to as far as packing it, but there's also going to be excitement there. The stadium's beautiful. The practice facility, it's out where I live. That is just over the top beautiful. So it's great. It's a big city. We're 2.5 million people now, you know, in the Clark County area. And the city's grown, and it's great to have some pro teams that we can support.
No kidding. Well, I can't wait to get down there next time. Johnny, this has been awesome, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for the time, and good luck at DraftKings.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on.
Johnny Avello from Sin City joining us talking sports betting. We got to do more of that.
Yeah, we definitely
People
do.
Seem to like it.
Well, that's the, you know, I like making odds, too, the same way, and you do,
yeah.
Too. We usually pick a pretty good spread, and that is kind of the way you do it. It's, you try and pick a number where I don't know which way I'd bet if I'm going to take the ride. Like, we'll pick a line for tonight, and it'll be something where I don't know if I'll take Ottawa or Saskatchewan, and there'd be some intrigue to taking Ottawa, right? You got to pick a line that's going to make you want to choose both. Not about predicting the score. I get it.
We'll talk about that and so much more. We're late for a break. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh, yeah, he's back. time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. My phone's going nuts. We have breaking news from Major League Baseball. The Blue Jays will not be going to Philadelphia for their weekend series. They are playing in Washington this afternoon, but they are not going to Philly. Charlie Montoyo, the Jays skipper, I guess announced that himself, says Mad Max, our summer student. And now all my notifications are going crazy here. So things going sideways in Major League Baseball. We're not really awaiting anything. I think it's tough for the CFL right now. Like, I don't remember where I saw that Friday's a drop-dead date. Do you remember where we saw that? Do you, Max? I don't remember where we saw that.
Right. Well, they extended. That was kind of the talk.
Oh, Chad Jeter, somebody said.
Yeah, and then with, was it Naylor and Farhan talking about extending that deadline to next Friday? But
which is tomorrow.
Which is tomorrow, yeah. But that was from last week. I don't know how drop-dead it is. I mean, we've seen it, but we've seen this. Thursday was supposed to be a deadline, or the 24th was supposed to be a deadline. Now it's this Friday, and I know we're getting right up against it, but I'll believe it when I see it, if we see a result. Yeah.
Well, and that's the point. I'm trying to very gingerly tiptoe around this by saying a decision reportedly will be made tomorrow, and now people are writing in going, oh, I'm guessing the announcement will be NFL Canada. No, they never said there would be an official announcement. No, people are, there's a lot of confusion out there. But like everything else around coronavirus, there's a lot of confusion. So I guess we wait until tomorrow. That's all. And we hope that they do announce they're playing. And we hope for the best.
Yeah.
Justin Dunk said it. And yet Nelson says Arash said it means nothing.
I know.
Talk about up and down. I'd like to go back to the happy world.
Can we?
Where the NHL's playing. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Right? CFL will figure their thing out. We're hoping for the best. We're going to get to our CFL Week 8 Sim games, and we'll talk about the line there. Trevor Parley writes in, and he says, interesting interview. You don't hear someone explaining sports betting very often. Keep it up, RP show. We all learned a lot in that. What was the thing about the home record and stuff that the light bulb went off for you? What was it that he said that...
The home team isn't always 3.5. You got to look at what that means for some teams. You got to look at their home record. Do they usually win at home? Do they not usually win at home? What does the road team do? You know, are they better on the road or better at home? You know, what have they done recently? So it's not an automatic 3.5. Some teams like Seattle or Kansas City, home field means more than it does in other places where you get a lot of visiting teams coming in, visiting teams fans coming in. So. Yeah, that was really interesting. And then it's about trying to find a way to balance the betting, right? If we pick the Riders tonight by 4.5, everybody's going to take the Riders. We've set a bad line. Doesn't matter if the game ends at 4.5. You can't look back and say, well, it was a 4.5-point game. We did it correctly. That's not true. You want to create a line that really divides, that you don't know which way to vote, which way to bid, to bet. That's creating the best line where you don't know which way you're going to bet. So if we did the poll question, Riders by 9.5 or 7.5, who are you taking, Ottawa or Saskatchewan? We got a 50-50 split. That would be a correct line.
So I cannot stress this enough. We do a show called The Recovery Hour where we talk recovery. And in our last edition, it's totally different than this show. We talked about gambling addiction. We had a recovering gambling addict in here. Gambling's never been an issue for me addictive wise because I've never really gambled. Yeah. But I know this, when I win, things start firing off in my head, like if I'm drinking or doing certain things. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm like, I'm just very careful with it.
See,
and also know this, abstinence is key. Like I don't just have one drink, so I don't just bet one weekend on DraftKings. Do you know what I mean? Like I just stay away from it.
Yeah.
But I also know how important it is in the world of sports. And we had a Rider head coach who, for years, would say to me, he'd pull me aside and go, what's the line? And at first, I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, the game this, what's the line? You just wanted to know what the odds makers were thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's such a huge part of sports.
It's huge.
The betting. Like, as big as the sports themselves, almost, really.
It's massive. The problem, you know, and I like to get into it. I like to play, you know, poker. I like playing cards. I like doing Sports Select or doing the DraftKings thing. Don't do it very often. I do it for fun. I love doing it. But when it clicks in your mind, oh, if I just do it this way, I could win and I could make a living and I could, whoa, it's a game. It's fun. You're probably going to lose.
Or the people that play fantasy football, they win on a weekly basis or win their league and think they should be the next Jeremy O'Day.
That as well.
That's the problem that I have.
Yeah.
Don Cherubin writes in and says, it will be announced when it's announced. Let the CFL and CFLPA do their work and all will be known when they are ready to inform us. Well, Don, that would make it pretty awfully boring for sports talk, wouldn't it? Let's just not talk about it and let them announce it when they're ready. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Why are you here today? What do you want to talk? What do you want us to talk about? That's what sports talk's all is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Conjecture, will it happen, won't it happen? So,
yeah. And that's important for the leagues and the fans, you know, talking about the league.
Buzz.
We wish it was here.
Hype.
Could they get it together? You know, that's buzz. That's hype. I mean, we can all go watch NHL and wake me up when the CFL plays, but, you know, when you knock on the door, I might be busy. So...
I know.
Take your chance.
Probably going to be talking about the Stanley Cup playoffs. Is going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Clark, do we have one more break to take? Yeah. We're going to take a break, come back with overtime, and we will talk about the betting lines for this Week 8 CFL Sim games. Rockstar of the day, NHL games. Hang on. It's all coming up. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back to the program, everybody. Everything's coming up millstone. You know, Doug Flutie's Maximum Football has sent gear.
Woo!
And they're asking what our sizes are.
All right.
So, sweet. And for the whole crew, right? What size are you, Mad Max?
Large.
Where's one for everybody? CFL Sim, okay?
Yep.
The betting lines.
Do it. I'm ready.
Just so you all know, week seven scores in our computer-generated games kind of affects our what we'll predict for week eight games, which kicks off tonight, Thursday night football, Ottawa at Saskatchewan. I told you I had a CFL team call me this week. They called me, didn't text, and they said, how can we get on board? We want to get behind this. We love it. All our players and coaches and staff are watching. They said, we just have one problem. And I said, what? And they said, they run the same plays in the last 2 minutes of the game down eight that they do in the opening 2 minutes of the game. There's no game situation stuff. I said, you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
So, Nelson, how would you answer that? How would you answer that? There's nothing you can do about that.
No. No.
There's no Hail Marys at the end of the game.
No, and we would change and have, you know, me and Nelson play each other. We would do that. But then it's not going to look as good. You're going to see the play calling screens all over, and that's not what anybody wants.
No.
It's going to look less like a broadcast. So, you know what? That's part of the game.
And it's the only part of it that's maybe not authentic. But yeah. I could see how football people would ask that question, right?
But football people should love that. Don't worry about the score. Just go out and play your best.
Run the plays.
Doesn't matter what the situation is. It's always 0-0.
Run what's called.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's how on a Friday night football broadcast, wasn't it the Argos at the Riders, and the Riders are down six, and they run an option play in the last play of the game, and they're running a quarterback option?
From their own 30.
That kind of makes it fun, though.
It does.
So Nelson, our VP of Sims, says, none of us made the game. Maybe they'll be in 2020. I'm glad they're asking. I'm glad that they're interested.
But we do notice in the final 2 minutes, they do go for it on third down a lot more often.
Yes, they do.
So that does happen.
Yes, they do. So to the games. Last week, BC beat Montreal 27-9 at BC Place. It was the opener to a home-and-home series. Edmonton beat Ottawa 16-3 in Ottawa. Nick Arbuckle was pulled at the half, and Dominic Davis came in and threw for like 350 yards in the second half, and they still lost. Keep that in mind.
He threw for 350. Maybe he's got
to
start.
In a half.
Maybe he's got to start.
He's not. It's already been determined.
I know, but
Fatty Arbuckle, you're the one that says,
I know,
dance with the one that brought you.
I did.
Is that a Wynyard saying? I'm joking. It's in everywhere. It's a rural Saskatchewan saying, I think.
That's how I was raised.
Toronto beat the Rough Riders 12-7 in Turnover Atlantic, which, by the way, everybody had so much fun with. And the Calgary Stampeders mollywhopped the Hamilton Tiger Cats 25-15 in Calgary. So the standings are this entering week eight. Edmonton and Toronto are 5-1. Calgary's 5-2. The BC Lions have won four in a row, and they're 4-3. Saskatchewan is 3-2. Hamilton and Montreal 2-4. Winnipeg 1-4. They're calling for Mike O'Shea's head that they let Paul LaPolice go virtually.
Oh, yeah.
From what I understand, the virtual fans are upset. They're putting this 1-4 record in the absence of Paul LaPolice. And Ottawa is 0-6. By the way, Robert Kazikoff writing in, he's the racing guy. Big fan of the Pats and racing. He says, TRIF, thank Rod, it's Friday. Thank you, Robert. Can't wait to be in Estevan tomorrow night at the dirt track. Seems like everybody in the world is going to Estevan tomorrow. Very safely, yeah. Social distancing at Estevan Motor Speedway. Oh, yeah. It's Thursday. Day 141 of the pandemic. We forgot what day it was.
Are we going to set these lines?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm setting it up. You got somewhere to go? I'm doing the standings, last week's scores. Were you not listening?
You do you.
Yeah, you do you. I'll do me.
Back in line, DuPont.
Yeah. Ottawa, Saskatchewan. I'm going to say Saskatchewan 7.5.
I could get behind that.
Well, yeah. Saskatchewan, if you don't agree, tell me.
I'd only push it up to
8.5?
8.5. I was going to say 9.5. Let's meet in the middle.
Well, it's just you mentioned Saskatchewan hasn't not had a big offensive output.
That's right. You know,
7 points last week.
They're the lowest scoring team in the league.
Eight and a half. Riders by 8.5 for Thursday night football. That's the line. Winnipeg at Toronto. It's the 1-4 Bombers at the 5-1 Argos. Toronto rolls, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, all the Argos are big on the sim.
5.5?
5.5 for Toronto. 5.5. Toronto. Hamilton at Edmonton, the 2-4 Ticats at the 5-1 Eskimos. I mean, the Ticats should be nothing more than roadkill for Edmonton, I would think, in this game. I'd go 5.5 again.
But
no?
But we're still see Hamilton as the super team.
You're the only one.
Am I?
John Lynch said it. Your record is what you are.
4.5
4.5 Okay, Edmonton, 4.5 You just feel so bad that the Ticats
I do. Aren't. I don't know why.
BC at Montreal, home half of the home and home for Montreal. They are 2-4 The Lions are 4-3 I think Cinderella, clock strikes midnight on the Cinderella BC Lions in week 8 And I think Montreal's going to win the game.
Hmm.
Long way to travel for BC.
Yeah.
2.5 Montreal.
Whoa.
No?
Got to go 2.5 BC. Even if Montreal's going to win, BC's won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
So it's not about who's going to win the game. It's about getting the betting to be even.
Attracting the bet.
Attracting people to vote to bet for Montreal and BC. So in that case, you'd take Montreal, right? To cover the spread with 2.5. I'd take BC still if you give me 2.5.
BC 2.5 Yeah. Okay. I'm very interested now to see how the game turns out.
Yeah.
And you realize that people are betting on these games, right?
Yeah.
They are. Okay, we're done. We're out of time. I got to go pick up Lynch for lunch.
All right.
It's a Lynch lunch. Thanks to Gene Principe. Thanks to Alan May, Johnny Avello. Mostly thanks to you, everybody, because without you, there's no us. We'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain on Friday on Game Plus TV and right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.